Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? This is the King of DC Media, the one and only William Powell, speaking to you on a Saturday night in the middle of the summer. I welcome you to another episode of Inside Acting. Let me remind you that Inside Acting is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner, a column all about acting that is most easily found by Googling DC Actors Examiner. Tonight, I will be talking to theater star and actorpreneur Edward Daniels, who is offering a series of classes on how you can step up your acting game. And he is also a guy that's got he's got an acting listserv out there as well. That's pretty good. It's got a lot of good information on there. Got a lot of different jobs and things of that sort on there. And so he's going to be a very interesting guest. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been up to. I've got a show called Paul Gonzalez on the Road, which will be premiering down at Mount Vernon United Methodist, July 21st, 2 p.m. is the first show. I play a jazz professor. And Paul Gonzalez was a star saxophonist for Duke Ellington back in the day, and it takes place at the University of Wisconsin. And I play a jazz professor that's trying to get Paul Gonzalez to come out of his, I guess we'll say, alcoholic stupor and pull himself together and give my class a lecture. And the play is told in the format of many different flashbacks and things of that sort. And it's a very interesting play. It's part of the Capital Fringe Festival. So that will be this Saturday starting, and it'll run for about a week through the 28th. And if you go to Capital Fringe Fest website, you will read all about it. Okay, so we're waiting on Mr. Daniels. He tells me he's come out of a show, and he said he would call very shortly. And also, I want to put out there that there's a movie coming up. It's being shot in West Virginia, and I think later this summer, early fall, it'll be called, it's one out there called Dismal Creek, which I told you guys about before, and that's a horror movie that's coming up by director Michael Marino, who I've had on the show before, and that's something that's coming up very shortly. And one thing I noticed is that seems like the economy is really picking up, and there's a lot more projects out there nowadays. You compare it to a couple years ago, and there wasn't as many projects out there. But I think things have turned around. It seems like everybody I know, including me, has been on House of Cards, which is a very popular show. So, waiting for Mr. Daniels to call in, and it seems like it's going to be a few more minutes here, and I'm going to take matters into my own hand to see if I can call him and see if he responds. Hopefully he will respond, and we'll go on from there. And we're waiting for him to pick up. See what happens.
Thank you for calling Scorpio Entertainment, serving our nation's capital, Virginia and Maryland. If you're receiving this message between the hours of...
Okay, that doesn't sound too good. It sounds like an answering machine. Let me try again. Once you don't succeed, try again. Let's try again. Okay, that's the third ring, fourth ring. Let's see.
Thank you for calling Scorpio Entertainment,
serving our nation's
capital, Virginia, and Maryland. If you're receiving this message between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., we're currently assisting another client call. Please leave your full name.
Okay, I guess Mr. Daniels is indisposed at the moment. So, we shall continue to talk about what's going on in the world. It is a balmy Saturday night, mid-July 2012. And the acting scene in D.C. is really raring to go right now. It's really white hot. And like I said, like I was saying earlier, guys, things have really turned around about the past year. Oh, one thing that's interesting, check out this book. You guys should check out this book by my man Ron Bush, 101 Acting Tips, Things They Never Told You. It's a little book that he threw together. Also, keep an eye out on Don't Sleep on John Pallotta, who is a prominent acting coach. He was actually my first guest back in January, and he's from New York City. And he's currently opening a bunch of acting venues and schools around the D.C. area. So don't sleep on that. Keep your eye open on that. And I'm going to try Mr. Daniels one more time and see what is going on here. Hopefully he'll pick up. Let's see if he picks up. Okay, that's what, the third ring? Are you counting? I don't know if you can hear the rings.
Thank you for calling Scorpio Entertainment, serving our nation's capital, Virginia, and Maryland. If you're receiving this message between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., we're currently assisting another client call. Please leave your full name, phone number, and brief message, and your call will be returned in the order that it was received. You may also visit and place orders online at ScorpioDJs.com. Thank you again for calling Scorpio Entertainment.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound. To cancel, press star.
Hello, Mr. Daniels. Please give me a call at 347-884-8997. I'm on the air. We've got about 16 minutes left to plug your classes and your listserv. You indicated you were going to call back in 1 minute, and it's been several minutes, so give me a call, 347-884-8997. We're on the air, and I'm trying to make a show out of thin air right now, so if you would please give me a call as soon as you can. Okay, bye. Okay, folks, so I'll just hang in here a few more minutes, see if we can make a show out of this, huh? Okay, so let's see what else is going on in the acting world. Let's see, we've got my man Dominic Spencer. He's blowing up. Every time I look on Facebook or Twitter, he's always either in a movie, reading for a movie, or auditioning for a movie, or just want a part. And I definitely want to have that brother back on the show again. Pretty soon. So he's blowing up here in the D.C. area, here in the DMV. And let's see what else is going on in the news. You see, I got a zombie picture coming up in August. It looks like I'll have a part in that. And I'm trying out for To Kill a Mockingbird this Monday at Compass Rose Theater in Annapolis, Maryland. Looking forward to that. Still at rehearsals for Paul Gonzalez on the Road, which opens the 28th. And let's see, what else do I have? Any number of auditions coming up just about every day. I'm getting calls. Things are really starting to pick up as opposed to some months ago. So let's see. Dear listeners, we are down to just under 14 minutes. And let's see. I'm going to flip a coin and see if because I call this guy one more time. I think I'm going to try one more time, and we're going to have a very short show tonight, folks. I guess the summertime, 10 o'clock at night is not the best time to call anybody. We'll see if we'll make a show out of this eventually, huh? If I hear Freak Out one more time from LaSique, I'm going to...
Thank you for calling Scorpio Entertainment, serving our nation's capital for...
Okay, I'm not going to listen to that again. Okay. Well, Facebook didn't work. Calling them didn't work. I guess we'll try Facebook one more time. We have the magic of the internet, folks. And try to create a show if we can. And I don't know what has happened. Well, here's some news from Edward Daniels himself. I can just read his comments here on his Facebook page. He says, "What? Central Casting just called and they got the role of the DJ in the House of Cards. 4 days of filming beginning next week. Thanks, friends, for the emails and texts, and Logan Miller for filming my audition in our living room." Okay, very good. Let's see. Happy opening to all the artists involved in the 2012 Capital Friends Festival. I want to host a Christmas in July dance karaoke party on Wednesday, July 25th. I need a venue. Suggestions? Well, here's one that's interesting. A chat with theater star and entrepreneur Edward Daniels. The king of DC media, William Powell, welcomes theater star and entrepreneur Edward Daniels to talk about his various ventures. Okay, tune in this Saturday night. Okay, folks, you know what a persistent guy I am. I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to have to call it a night. So let's see if this guy will respond. I wonder if I'll leave a message this time. Hello? Hello? Edward? Okay. Looks like the call dropped. Maybe he didn't hear me. Oh, wait a minute. I think he's trying to call. Hello?
William, hey, it's Edward.
Hey, what's up, man? What happened?
I'm sorry, I had to pop into a hotel because my phone was dying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your phone is. I'm still trying to dial it. Hold on, let me see if I can
set
it off.
Yeah, from your ring.
Yeah, just still the ring.
Thank you for calling Scorpio
Hey, how you doing, man? I guess you got
I'm
just got
good.
Out of the
how
show.
Are you?
Good.
I did. I realized that today was actually the day I was supporting some friends in the the Capital Fringe Festival.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I'm gonna show myself. This opening next Saturday. It's Paul Gonzalez on the Road. It's about this saxophonist used to play for Duke Ellington.
Okay.
And play a jazz professor. It takes place at University of Wisconsin in the early 70s. Enough about me. So let's just jump in, man. So tell me about your class you're teaching.
Yeah, Handle Your Business. Basically, I wanted to offer a class. I've had a great year. Last year was a really good year for me, booking a lot of film work and some theater work, and I got my equity card, and just a lot of good things happen. And basically, I'm a hard worker in the arts, and it's a rough career to be in. You have to work hard and just relentlessly, never-ending work. So you have to keep pursuing it. So as a business owner, I own a business as well. So there's just certain things regarding marketing, I think, that I've learned running a business and being an actor that I just wanted to share with other actors, because I've met so many actors in projects and with other events that I produce and such that have questions on, just basic things that they have questions about when it comes to simple things like submitting headshots and resumes to theater companies, and who's the best person to chat with and to get yourself seen, how to market yourself, how to make a career out of it, as a full-time job, and making that work. So there's certain little things that people have asked me about that I thought, it would be nice to put all of these things together to offer a class. So I have 5 dates available and filling those as folks register for them. And it's great. It's great for me just to be able to share, a few things, a few tricks and things that I've picked up along the way that have helped me.
Okay. Now, when and where are the classes and how much?
The registration is only $10. I try to keep it very low because there are tons of professionals here in the D.C. area that offer classes and such, and so I just wanted to make it, keep it really low. So it's only $10, and at the Allegro, which is actually residential building, my building in Columbia Heights, just a few blocks from the Columbia Heights Metro.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So what's one bit of free advice you can give to actors who want to do it full-time?
I think when it comes to full-time, it's just understanding that you'll hear a lot that you are your own business. I think so many people some people understand what that means and they run with that, but you are your own business. You have to – every day there are certain things that you're doing. I mean, with the marketing, training, keeping yourself in check when you're submitting, doing your homework, researching what theater seasons are happening in your region, whether that's D.C., Baltimore, wherever you are, just being in the know as to what's going on around you, who's handling casting, have they seen you before, what type of work are they looking for, what type of actors are they looking for their current season, because there'll be certain theater companies, for instance, in D.C. that, there's nothing that you're going to most likely be cast in for that season. You need to understand that and know that and, make sure that you're submitting, making sure you're on file there, but knowing that you need to be on file other places as well and just just never giving up on the grind. There's so many things you need to do. It's a workout. It's like running a marathon where you have to train to keep yourself in check, So it's just a matter of daily just making sure you're on the grind. You have a list of goals and making sure you just hit those goals and accomplish them, whether that's, getting new headshots, getting new train, working with a coach or working on a new monologue or making sure you have your repertoire of monologues and songs prepared, and or if you're doing film work, making sure that you're prepared with scenes and constantly training and working your tool yourself so you're not getting rusty.
Wow. So how can we register?
Yeah, sure. On my website, edwarddaniels.com, there's a link to register there. And very simple. It's very first come, first serve. The classes, I think I limited it to 8 to 10 actors per class so that it's a healthy, information sharing session, and then such that we can share information and also have on time for questions and such. And it's a 90-minute, my class is a 90-minute workshop. It'll be an hour of information from me and then half an hour of questions and answers.
Okay, that's
and again,
good.
Yep, and again, on my website, edwarddaniels.com.
So tell me about your Google group.
Sure. I started DC Pro Actor, which is a Google group, DC Pro Actor, at googlegroups.com. I started that one specifically. There are tons of great theater listservs and acting in general, acting listservs in the region, but I wanted to create one that is specifically for actors looking for paid work only. So everything that comes across my list is specifically for paid works, whether that's, film work, theater work, anything, arts related. That is paid. So right now I think I have 108 members. I just started it, I guess, a few months ago or so. And I'm happy with it. It gives me a chance to filter out other listserv information and to send it over this list. And I know I've run into actors that have said, you know, they've gotten work from it and everything, so I'm happy about that. And it's just, for me, it's just great to be able to share what's working and, you know, being able to help everyone else out that's trying to make a living in the arts.
That's what's up, man. That's great.
Yeah.
How many subscribers?
Yeah, right now, I think it's the last I checked was like 108 or so. So it's a healthy list. It's a new list, so it's growing. And you know, hopefully those numbers will double within the next few months or so. And I meet actors on set. I meet actors a lot of different places and try to pass off the information just so they know that that it's there. And as I said, there are tons of listservs that every actor should be on, and that's also part of my class. Is there's so many listservs you need to be on to be in the know with casting, and that's just one of them that's specifically for paid work only.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So now, let's step back a little bit and talk about how you started acting.
Long story short, in high school, we did not have a drama department. We had forensics, which was speech competition. So I did lots of public speaking in high school. And then I went to the University of Virginia, and I started doing theater there. And I did theater all 4 years. I was pre-med, so I was supposed to be finishing with, you know, an academic medical degree and continuing the medical track. But instead, I decided to I knew where my heart was. I didn't enjoy lab work, you know, chemistry and biology lab work, so I preferred to be on the stage. My fourth year, I did a literary contest that I entered, and I won this competition, and that was I was performing, and I knew that moment. I said, you know, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. What makes me happy. It's the thrill and excitement of being in front of an audience is just, you know, amazing. So moved to D.C. and immediately started working. Luckily, knock on wood, I've worked consistently in D.C. for 9 years straight, and it's been amazing, like working in the different theaters in D.C., film work, in terms of industrial work. There's so much work in D.C. itself, so it's just been a blessing to continually work in D.C. And very happy, actually, this week, just a few days ago, I got word of a new project I'm going to be, got cast in the Kevin Spacey TV series that's filming right now called House of Cards, so I just got a role there. So
as a DJ.
As a DJ, yeah, which I run a DJ company, so that was like perfect casting there, seeing that they were looking for that. I thought, that's great, so I submitted and I got it, And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I can't wait this coming week to be filming for 4 days up in Baltimore.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I've done some background on that. And, like I tell my listeners, the economy is everything's really turning around, and we're getting a lot more work in this area, you know. It seemed like things went into a tailspin after The Wire, but then now it's just going gangbusters. It's just turning around.
It is, and I tell people that too. I said there's so much work, even background. I mean, depending on where you are in your career, you know, there are actors that do not do background. There are actors that do, and no matter where you are in your career, I think right in D.C., there's definitely a lot of big films coming through, TV shows and other pilots and everything coming through D.C. And industrials. There's so many industrials and so many companies that do industrial film work in D.C., great work, great work, and it's great work when you can get it. And so there's so much to do, I think, to sustain yourself as an actor. It's just important to, you know, to diversify your portfolio and put your stock everywhere. Make sure you have your name out in all these different companies that do casting, such that, you know, you're going to be getting work. You know, the more you submit, most likely, you're going to start getting work. So, so it's out there. And even regionally, you know, there's Baltimore nearby, Philadelphia is nearby, New York's not far away. So there's a lot you can do if you are, you know, willing to hustle and make that a priority of making it happen.
Right. Okay, Edward, well, unfortunately, I think we're kind of running up on the end of the show here. I know we had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but is there anything else you want to put out there? I mean, are you going to be having more workshops in the fall, or
I am. I'm gonna. Yeah, I definitely will. Mm-hmm. Dion Aldane, I did a workshop with her, a film workshop previously. We're gonna bring that one back at some point. And I look forward to working with her. Dion's been a great mentor for me and someone that I look up to very much, who consistently works everywhere. And
yeah, she's fantastic. I've been to one of her workshops.
She is. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with her and just definitely offer some more workshops. And I'll be updating my website with that information as soon as those develop.
Right. Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, Edward Manuel, thanks for calling. I'm definitely going to have you on again. When you come back, we want to talk a little bit more about, like, your favorite roles and, you know, bit more about your the whole idea of just being what I like to call an actorpreneur, and just the whole thing about, you know, working full-time as an actor and a performer and just more in depth, you know?
Sure, most definitely. I thank you for having me on, and I look forward to that because – it's a lot of work, but it definitely pays off when it's all working, I can tell you that.
That's right. Hey, man, well, thanks again, man. We'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, I just want to encourage everybody out there to do something for your career every day and break a leg. Good night.